So before we break for lunch, I would like to welcome up to the stage. I think she is in that. Oh, she's coming on up. This is Kelly DeLeon from the MX Group, and she's got a show and tell session for you, which I think we're going to do for about 15 minutes. So hang in there, and please welcome Kelly.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey. Come on in. Have a seat. 15 minutes is going to be like the rapid fire session. Yesterday I was 3 hours on ABM, so this is like the yin and yang of presenting here today. So we're going to be on a wild ride for interactive content for about 15 minutes. Here, if I can figure out the clicker. So come on in, filter in. Today we're talking about interactive content tools and really how you as a marketer can succeed by putting buyers in control. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. Just to introduce myself, actually, for a second, so you know who I am. My name is Kelly DeLeon. I work for the MX Group. We are a full-service B2B digital and demand generation agency, so we do lots of good stuff. We have a booth out there. That's the end of the pitch, but hopefully we can chat a little bit more after this. So interactive content, very hot topic. Tried to go to a session yesterday on this and it was standing room only. You couldn't wedge in the door. So I'm glad to see all of you here. It is a very hot topic, one that's on the tip of the tongues of lots of marketers. So glad to have you here today. And it is a hot topic for good reason. There's a lot of value that can come from interactive content, and we're gonna talk about that today. So the first thing is, by now you guys have all heard all of the stats about how, you know, 70, 60, 80% of the buyer's journey happens before, you know, you ever get to know who they are, before they ever talk to sales. And this is getting longer and longer. So the general kind of gist that we're getting from buyers is, do not pass go, do not collect $200, do not enter, I do not want to talk to you. So there's this sense of how do we sort of share our message if they don't want to talk to us? But in some ways, the buyer's behavior is actually telling a different story. Yes, they're not reaching out to sales, but they're still hungry for the type of information that they need to evaluate their purchase decision. They still need a lot of the same information that maybe they used to get from sales engagement. So there's a need to kind of fill that gap. So even though they might be saying, do not pass go, I do not want to talk to your salesperson, they still have a very rich need for that same information to fill the education need as they're going through their solution phase and their selection phase. So a great way to address that is with interactive content tools, and this is truly a way where you can put buyers in control, let them have the feeling of control that they want. They don't want to talk to you, that's okay. You can put them in control, but there's really a way for you to still facilitate the conversations that you want to have. I thought Brian Solis had a really interesting point this morning when he talked about the rise of the assistance economy and that we as marketers need to play a role as advisors. And I think that's really thinking about this role of how do we fill this gap where customers need to know this information to evaluate their buying decision, but they kind of don't want to talk to us. Interactive content is a really great way for marketers to be advisors and for us to create content that can be that value for buyers. Clicking happening? Okay. The other thing is, even though it's great for buyers, it's also great for you. The truth of the matter here is interactive content converts. It's very successful. There's all kinds of stats out there, but it generates more page views. You know, buyers say they want this kind of content. They prefer it over other types of static content. And the fact of the matter is it converts 34% more buyers than static content. So it's good news for you as marketers. It's definitely a bandwagon you want to get on. So you'll love interactive content because it increases conversions. It builds thought leadership credibility by answering buyer questions. And we hear this a lot with the clients that we work with, that they're losing that opportunity to have those conversations with clients during the sales process that help differentiate themselves as thought leaders. They don't have those face-to-face or over-the-phone conversations as much anymore. But interactive content can really be where you show your differentiation, you show your thought process, you show your smarts, and you give the buyers a lot of value. So that's a good opportunity there. It can also generate a high volume of specific buyer data. We know that people don't like to kind of cough up their information in forms, and we're all trying to get less and less questions on our forms at the same time when we're so hungry for more information about our buyers. Interactive content tools are great kind of sneaky little ways for you to get more information from your buyers without them feeling like you're being really intrusive. But in their engagement with your tool, their answers to some of their questions, their inputs into some of your calculators, you can actually gather quite a bit of information on them without them feeling like it's a really intrusive process. So it's a good way to get that good intel. And then finally, interactive content is really appropriate to engage buyers all across the funnel. So there's opportunities for you to think about that really across all of the different kind of stages of the buying process that you want to engage folks in. And the fact of the matter is, you don't have to shove it down their throat or feel like you're kind of force feeding it. Buyers love interactive content too. They're really hungry for it and they respond to it for good reason. It lets them self-direct their purchase journey. So everything is showing us that they want the control. They want to put off their conversations with sales longer and longer and longer, but they still need all that information to evaluate your company against another one. They still need that information to educate themselves about if this is the type of solution they need or not. So interactive content lets them kind of self-direct that journey and be in control, but still get all the information that they really need. It can help reveal ways to improve their business, help them explore your product functionality. Again, kind of depends on what you're selling a little bit, but a lot of times interactive content tools are ways for them to explore your product. And even if you sell something really tangible that you don't think is a digital experience, there are lots of ways to bring your product and its differentiation to life in a digital way. It's also a great way to help clients or buyers understand which products meet their needs. There are tools like specifiers or that kind of thing, product selectors, that can help them sort through your offering and help them understand what is it that you have that helps fit their need. Again, this is the type of thing that sales might have done in the past. Help me understand a little bit more about you and I'll tell you what fits. Unfortunately, they just don't want to have that conversation anymore just yet. Interactive content can help you kind of put that conversation up front. And then finally, interactive content can give them the confidence to buy. If you're truly feeding them that information that they're hungry for as they're going through the education and evaluation steps, that can give them the confidence to say, yeah, I get this, I understand its value, I am ready to have a conversation, I am ready to go to my boss and make a pitch about why we should make budget spend here. So it can give them that confidence. So we really see seven types of interactive content that fit across the buying funnel. The fact of the matter is this is not a hard and fast rule. So by all means, take a picture and snap it. And I think that there's a lot of value here. But we work with clients all the time to evaluate what are they trying to achieve with their customers and really what is the type of interactive content tool that fits for their need. But we have found them kind of fitting into a couple key areas. So early on in upper funnel, things more like data visualizers that help buyers recognize the landscape, maybe kind of understand where they sit or where their need is, and also assessments. These help buyers self-evaluate. That might help them identify what their needs are, benchmark themselves against other like organizations, so if they're trying to kind of go from good to great, et cetera, assessments can really help with that. More mid-funnel stuff, we think about demonstrations that help buyers explore solutions. Again, this can feel super obvious if you're a SaaS company or something like that where you want to give a demo, but it doesn't have to be limited to that. There's plenty of ways to use things like 3D modeling to bring a very tangible product to life in a digital way. We work with a hospitality company that sells mattresses, and sales guys used to schlep around the like cross-cut mattress thing that showed all the interior workings and where the springs and the foam were. We've turned that into a digital interactive tool that lets people understand all the things they can't really see about the mattress. So even if you have something that's very kind of tangible, it doesn't mean that you can't turn it into an interactive demo. Calculators, this is an obvious one, probably one of the ones that people think of most when they think about interactive content tools, but this really helps buyers, you know, kind of measure the benefits of where your solution fits with them. We also see a lot of value from product selectors and configurators. This might depend on how complex what you sell is, but this is kind of that step to help them figure out where your product fits if they're not quite ready to have a sales guy walk them through that. And then lower funnel stuff, people don't always think of e-commerce as interactive content, but it certainly is. And thinking about tuning up your buying process online to be very buyer focused and give them the information and tools that they need to do that is very important. And then certainly even kind of after the purchase, thinking about onboarding, things like gamification can be interactive ways to really get value from clients in the long run. So we only have time to talk about one of these today, so I'm going to focus on assessments. They're a really great tool and one that we have built actually for ourselves, so I'm going to share that with you in just a second. Buyers love these because they get a clear action plan to address specific challenges and they can kind of quickly identify what they want to work on. And we love them as marketers because it can help kind of create that sense of urgency. Sometimes what we need to do as marketers is create that desire or understanding or need to break the status quo. Assessments can be great for that. So it's great when you want buyers to make a transformative change. Maybe you need to target multiple personas with different pain points and be able to kind of talk to them differently and assess where they're at. And certainly if you want to be gathering more information, as I said, this is a sneaky way to gather some intel on customers as well. So I'm going to dig into our example here real quick. I'm going to go through it pretty quickly because the good news is it's very available to you if you want to dig into it further after. So we actually do interactive content for our clients very regularly, but I'm giving you an example of one we actually built for the agency. Our goal was to convert new mid-funnel prospects, and we also wanted to gather more data, both to kind of help us with our messaging, as well as kind of fit assessment for prospects as they were coming in. So we built a modern marketing assessment. We worked with our digital team, strategy team, and client services teams that were really feet on the street with what marketers cared about. And we wanted to focus on kind of modern marketing. A lot of people think they know kind of, I need to become a modern marketer, but it's one thing to know that. It's another thing to understand the how and the why and the what of that. So we wanted to develop an interactive tool that touched on that. In less than 5 minutes, you can kind of go through a quick set of questions that help you assess where you're at as a modern marketer across 7 key categories. And it's lickety-split, you can get it done, so though we gather a lot of information, it's not onerous for you to do. We ask detailed questions on categories from things like strategy and technology to things like website and measurement, so we kind of get in deep on a couple different areas. And then right away, instantly, you get a score. Not only what your score is, but how you kind of measure up against others that have taken this. So the benchmarking is really helpful for you to understand how you stack up. And we take that a step further by giving you scores across all 7 of the categories that you answered questions in, so that it really starts to break that down, you understand how that works. And then we also give you actionable details of what to do about that. So if there are areas where you're particularly weak, we give you actionable strategies, relevant information. And obviously, we make it easy for you to get an instant report. And I think an interesting thing that we also do here is allow the prospects that are filling this out to indicate what type of engagement they want from us in the future. Another thing that I think is really cool about what we've done is we also follow up with a PowerPoint report. The reason why this is important for us, and we're selling obviously to marketers, is putting this detail in PowerPoint format makes it really easy for them to share in other team meetings with other influencers, with other decision makers. So if they're trying to make a play, gosh, we're really under, you know, staffed in this, or we need to add technology in that, it's easy for them to swipe slides from this PowerPoint to present up for budget approval or whatever the case may be. As with anything with measurement or with interactive content, measurement is super important. So we're actually on our 2nd iteration of this interactive content tool. After we took a look at some of the information, we saw a couple of areas that we could improve. So we've added a couple topics to the assessment, things that we felt like we could get some surging search around, and if we could provide more value in the assessment, we could kind of get more folks to engage with it. So we added topics. We also added the benchmarking feature. At first, you just got your score, and that was valuable, but I think it's also important for us to kind of see where we measure up. So that benchmarking thing has also been kind of a helpful way for us to turn up the messaging about how you measure up. And then finally, we actually got a lot of inquiries from our clients and prospects about wanting to build a tool like this for them. So we realized we should kind of up the ante on the design a little bit. The first one was kind of a pilot, so to speak, but then all of a sudden people wanted to buy this from us, so we decided we needed to kind of up the ante on the design as well. So as with anything, interactive content's super important to kind of test and refine and make sure that you're continuing to ensure that it's actually meeting your goals. So we feel like interactive content can, you know, work all the way across the buyer's funnel, but it's important to go back to those goals and say, are we really achieving what we thought we did? Are we getting the leads? Are we getting the information? Are people converting? And then continue to tweak and tune from there. So really quickly on the results, we've had hundreds of conversions to build our lead database. That might not sound a lot like a lot to you, but we're working in small numbers. We're a mid-size agency that we have a kind of long decision cycle, so that's good for us. We got insights for nurture strategy, so we were able to leverage leads and kind of take that to understand how can we then follow up with them depending on their answers to the assessment, helped us to understand how can we engage with them in the continuing marketing cycle. And then if they become sales ready, those are great deep insights that we can continue to feed into the sales process as well. It's also given us just great insight into our audience, and we've been able to take some of that for messaging and content creation as well. And then obviously, as I already mentioned, a bunch of clients wanted to buy something very similar, so it's been an unexpected sales tool for us as well. So that's the skinny on it. Thank you so much for your time. I know this was a rapid fire session, but I'm happy to hang back if you guys have any questions. But the long and short of it is interactive content can be super. I do wanna refer you to our website. Because the interactive content tool I was talking about is really relevant to you as marketers, you can actually find that assessment there and just check it out if you want to see what's interesting. And then some of the slides that I shared and those seven stages and seven types of interactive content are actually in an ebook that's on our site. So if you want to check that out, it goes deeper on all seven of those types of content. As I mentioned, we also have a booth in the marketplace, so feel free to stop by. Otherwise, enjoy lunch. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly.